Reed is coming.
Okay.
Coming up on TMS PM, truck drivers have spoken.
What's in your fridge?
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hey everybody, welcome back to TMS PM. This is the PM edition of the show. We do it on Fridays. It's 3:30 Mountain Time, October 5th, 2018. Scott Johnson here with Brian Ibbett.
10-5, good buddy.
10-5. Oh, it doesn't work anymore, does it?
Doesn't work, no.
Oh, we need something for 10-5. What could it be? 10-5.
Five and dime. That's what we use for, Joe Poker Player. But that's what you call when you, in Texas Hold'em, when you're dealt a 10 and a 5. You say, oh, got the 5 and dime.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is that
you don't say it out loud because that's kind of a tell, but yeah.
I had no idea. That's pretty cool. By the way, I just found out today that all my these are done and they're on their way.
Ooh, the poker chips for those listening to the podcast.
Yeah, it's a very visual thing here, but the poker chips have arrived. They're taking up much shelf space in Virginia, and we'll soon ship to those who...
in Frog Pants East.
Frog Pants East, that is correct. And they're going to ship soon. So are the cards. Everything's coming. It's all coming. Stuff's on its way. So excited. Welcome to the program, everybody. We're here. We're doing it. I got a quick email to start things off this afternoon because...
Speaking of truck drivers.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. This is a good transition. We talked about the trucker buddy thing. The little, put your wiener in there and pee while you're driving the truck, right?
Or your vagina, whatever.
Sure. But your little...
We're equal opportunity offenders here.
Right. And we got some truck drivers who wrote in. I got
a PM, folks.
I got a bunch of them, but we got one from a female truck driver. So I thought that should be the one to read because she's going to understand this more than any of those dudes are. So here's what Kristen, lady truck driver fan, wrote in.
Okay.
She says, "Hi, shift and brake." That's a new one.
That's a new one. Yep, I love it.
Good job. Whoops, I just erased it. There we go. "As a lady truck driver, I thought I'd give you a little insider information. In my 8 years on the road, I have never met anyone who uses a trucker buddy type of device. Normal practice is to pee into an empty juice or water bottle. Some guys just throw the bottles away properly while others dump it in the parking lot of a truck stop, which is why these parking lots smell so bad. Personally, I somehow have the self-control to wait till the next break to relieve myself. I know, call me crazy. It must be a woman thing, right? Love the show, though, Kristen."
Clean thing.
Yeah. she goes to the truck stops or the rest stops and does it there. Not like some dirty pig who's got a freaking mellow yellow can. He's like, "I'll just use that," and then throws it into the thing. Come on now.
Yeah. Oh, come on. We're living in a society here.
Yeah, we live in a society. Yeah. Kristen, you're doing a good job. Well done.
But see, boy, I mean, I don't know, peeing into a bottle or, a cup, I guess I could do. And I'm not trying to, I'm certainly not trying to brag or anything, but a bottle just, bottle just wouldn't work for me. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying.
I would assume the bottle wouldn't work for most men.
Well, you don't have to fit it in the bottle. I don't think the deal is that you got to get in
there. No, but
then you're
really relying on some aim.
Yeah, that's
true.
And
driving and aiming. You should just pull over and pee is really what it's all about.
You just got to kiss the rim, just a little, boop, and then you go. I did this once with a water bottle once. That's, I don't know why I'm looking around the room as if it's here, but
while you're making sure your children are in the room.
But I did that once and then annoyed my neighbor with it when I got home. But that was a special case where we had a huge accident and traffic was all backed up and I couldn't get home.
Well, you also had to do it in a Starbucks cup on your way to Las Vegas one year when it was snowing or something.
It was on our way back. Yeah, we were trying to make it to Beaver, trying to get off there in Beaver, Utah.
Uh-huh.
And the snow was so bad that we were moving 1 inch an hour or whatever. And so Kim and I both had to whip out cups and let fly the dogs of war, and we couldn't help it. We had to go. And the kids were in the back seat, all three of them, just laughing. They thought that was a real hoot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, anyways, that was that. And we appreciate the feedback. All you dude trucker drivers who are sending me stuff with all your stories about bottles, you're gross. Just quit doing that. Try not to do that if you can help it, okay? I understand there may be a situation where you just can't help it. You're in the big rig. You gotta get these burritos to Qdoba somehow, right? Big frozen truck. It's oh no, the Freon's going dead. We gotta hurry up, Bill. You'd say to a guy on the CB.
Yeah, really, that's the way it works.
Yeah, good buddy. He'd say on the thing. Good, hey, good buddy. 10-4. He'd say, and then hang up. And then he'd pee in a bottle and throw it in the parking lot. Anyway, just relax out there.
That's the worst part. I mean, hey, pee in the bottle if you need to pee in a bottle. It's totally fine. Mm. But throwing it and leaving in the truck stop parking lot, I mean, talk about...
It's gross.
It's gross. Mm. And you're basically just... You're living the stereotype.
Yep. And you can't do it on the road because you got wind blowing in your window. So you just like hang it out there and you're just blowing it back into the cab. You don't want that. Nobody wants a cab full of pee.
Welcome to Dinner Time Conversation, East Coast.
Enjoy. All right. I should put up new security cameras because my house is full of the lofty smells of the best jambalaya in the history of the world. My wife, she went down to our garden and picked fresh thyme and basil because we grew some. And then, what was it? Oh, and garlic, actual garlic grown in the thing. Right,
you guys are growing garlic.
Yeah, where we did, it's all harvested now. And she put all this in her latest batch of jambalaya, and I've never had it. This is better than anything she's made before. Even it was so
good. And this is, and she made it yesterday, and you ate it for dinner last night, or she made it today.
She made it yesterday. We had it for dinner last night, and then there's tons left in the fridge, which is why I don't want anyone over.
And that's the best, is that the flavors congeal over the next 12 hours. So as good as it was last night, it's going to be even better today.
Yeah, welcome to Flavor Town, everybody. It's really it's really fantastic.
Where's Guy Fieri when you need him?
He's at the Steelers game or whatever that was the other night. Did you see that picture of him?
No, was he really?
Or not Steelers, Patriots. It was, I think. Whoever played
last night, Patriots played last night.
Yeah, and there was a shot. I guess he's got like nice 50-yard line tickets or something. And there's a shot where he's just kind of in the bokeh in the background, you know, a little blurred out. Mm-hmm. But he's back there making the most RBF face you've ever seen. And he's just kind of going like this. Like this. And it looks like he's looking at Tom Brady going, welcome to Flavortown. Like he's got this face.
wait, what's an RBF face? What's RBF?
Resting, they call it resting bitch face.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. You ever heard of one of those?
RBF
before?
Face would be resting bitch face face.
Yeah, resting bitch face face. As I go to,
I've never heard it RBF. I've heard bitchy resting face. I've never known it as an acronym or as an initialism.
Yeah,
I believe you. Yeah. I trust you on this.
Yeah, Wendy says it all the time. I'm surprised you haven't heard her say it. She said it on the show last week.
Is she really? Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard her say a bitchy resting face, but I've never heard her actually use a.
Oh, she never shortens it. Maybe that's a good point. She may not have. Yeah, around here.
Oh, I'm quite familiar with bitchy resting face.
I am as well, because I have one.
kind of do.
I really
Scott,
do.
What's wrong?
Here's
Scott,
what I have to do.
Wrong?
Just here, watch.
Yeah, there we go. Lesarge is right. RBF. When I hear RBF, I think Real Big Fish.
Mm-hmm.
The ska cover band that I play all the time on the show.
See, chat room, I look like I'm mad right now.
And that's just resting fish.
I'm just relaxed, yeah. I have to force myself to smile. It sucks. I hate it. It's lame.
That ain't right.
That
ain't right.
No, that ain't right. It ain't right. Okay, so... no one come over. I'm hoarding it all. It's fantastic and really good. And that's all I wanted to say about that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
We're diving right in, folks, to what's next. And what's next is this. Ooh, you know the song. Feel it. Feel it in your bones.
App Slappy.
Oh, baby, baby, baby. Wait, why am I mute? Okay, sheesh, Louise, that wouldn't go down. Hey, welcome to App Slappy. This is where we review applications that are sometimes jauntily called apps on your phones.
Applications, you say?
Tell me more. Well, Brian and I happen to be iOS guys, but we're happy to include a lot of Android stuff in here as well. And we talk about stuff that we're using right now that we might recommend to the fine people at home. Oftentimes, for me and for you, I would say, we find a game that we like to share. And today is that for me. Now, I may have recommended this before on tablet because that's all you could get it on. So this is more of a follow-up for me to say, good news, everybody. Civilization 6 runs really good on phones. Way better than you expected to, yeah. It's a solid, solid port of Civilization 6, which originally appeared on PCs, later Macs, then the iPad, and now iOS phones, although it could very well have hit Android, and I didn't check before the show. So I'm not 100% sure on that. The other nice thing is it is you can do cloud-connected saves, so you can have your saves jump back and forth. I wish it would do cloud saves between mobile and my desktop, because I have that'd be cool to be able to continue games on PC and then jump onto the phone and use it there. But it's not dumbed down. This is full-blown, all options, everything there, Civ. Now, if you bought it on iPad already, you don't have to do anything here. It's just there. It's cross, what do they call that?
Cross device.
It had a name they used to use. Universal app. There you go.
Universal. Right.
No one says it anymore, so I forget. But what you get when you get it, it's free to download, and you get like a scenario and a civilization to play with, and you kind of get to play a game. And then you're like, oh, do I like this or don't I like this? And then you can choose to buy it. Now, this is a very premium experience. When I bought it on the iPad, I think I paid $19.99 for it. But I love Civ, so it was an easy choice for me. But that's a lot of money for a mobile game. I understand that. Just know that you're getting the full Civ 6 experience. Like, every feature, every sort of graphical flourish, all of it.
It's not simplified for mobile devices, which is impressive because, I mean, that's usually it started out for years as a computer game, which requires a keyboard and a mouse and all that. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, remember those Civ Revolution games they made for a while? Those were a little more friendly toward, mobile devices. Also, they had them on consoles, but that was their attempt to say, hey, this big, complicated 4X game, we're going to put it on your mobile device and make it a much simpler affair. In this case, they've just said, no, it's just straight up Civ. You can tweak game settings when you go make a new game to make it shorter, faster, longer, or whatever. But you're just going to be playing Civ, and it's going to play like the way you know Civilization plays. And it's exactly what you get. What they say is what you get. I really like a good Civ session, so for me, this is a no-brainer. And now to have this in an even more portable format is cool. I was a little worried about screen space. Turns out, not a big deal. They've made the UI fine. It all works just fine. Cool. And it's good. Civilization 6. And you can hear, you too can hear Sean Bean narrate things for you as you play, which is fantastic. He doesn't die in this, though. He doesn't pass away like he does in every other thing he's ever been in. Sean Bean, not Michael Bean. Yeah, Sean Bean.
Has Michael Bean died in everything? I mean,
he dies a lot. Hicks.
Johnny. Right, Aliens, Terminator. Dies a lot, Michael Bean.
Yeah, Johnny. What was his name on Tombstone? Johnny Ringo.
You're asking the wrong guy. I saw Tombstone. Settle down. But it's been forever since I've seen Tombstone. Certainly not long, like recent enough that I can remember character names.
I have watched Tombstone no less than probably 15 times. I can't believe you've only seen Tombstone once.
Come on now. It shouldn't surprise you, knowing what you know about your propensity to like Westerns versus my propensity to like Westerns.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a really good movie, though. It's great.
Saw 3:10 to Yuma one time.
Oh, you should see that more times. It's a great movie. Bean Forks in it, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
All right.
It's not that I dislike it. I enjoyed Tombstone, but, you know.
Yeah.
If there's something else I'm going to watch multiple times, it's not going to be it.
Not really a Western guy, this Brian Ibbett here. When I'm, look, at the end of the month, when I'm completely enamored and swollen with the goodness that is Red Dead Redemption 2, I don't know what you'll be playing. You'll be swinging through the streets of New York still.
I'll still be playing Spider-Man.
Yeah. Probably just as well.
Till I die.
I need to finish that anyway. All right, Brian. That's mine.
Yes, sir.
What's yours? What do you got there?
Mine is multi-platform, so it's available on Google. It's available on, it says available at Amazon, too, so I'm guessing that you could even probably play this on your
Kindle Fire
Fire TV situation or whatever.
Yeah, Kindle Fire.
What's that?
It's a Kindle Fire, isn't it? Is that what they call
it? Kindle Fire. Oh, yeah, you can play it on Kindle Fire, but I bet you could play it on your TV. This seems like a game you could play on your TV.
Oh.
It's a big fish game, and before I tell you what it is, I'm going to remind, or I'm going to take you back a few years to someone who somehow was connected to Frog Pants, maybe just as a listener, as a fan, but created something called Trinitowers. Was that
Trinitowers.
Right? Trinity Towers?
I don't know. I never heard of that.
It's it was a card game where you have a bunch of cards all laid out in three stacks, kind of laid out in towers, and you could remove cards sequentially. So if your home card was a five, then you could either remove a four or a six that you saw open faced, unencumbered on the towers.
Okay.
And your job was to clear all the cards from the board.
All right.
Really simple game, but addictive as hell, and I remember playing the crap out of that game. And there have been tons of games like this too, with the you know, it's basically a solitaire game where you can only remove available cards that are face up, that are sequentially the number right before or right after the card on top of your stack.
Okay.
This game that I'm recommending and I've been having a blast with is called Fairway Solitaire Blast.
Oh,
Scott,
that's a good game. I have that game. That's a good game. I like that game.
It is a good game. It's made by Big Fish. I don't know when it came out, but it was recommended. And I've totally been digging it. I mean, basically, at its very essence, it is that game. It is, you've got cards piled up. It's like Mahjong tiles almost, or whatever that game was. What was that game called where you had the Mahjong tiles all over the place, but it wasn't called Mahjong? Or was it?
Maybe it was. I don't know. I mean, this thing is like it's like solitaire, except that it's kind of jacked up. It's hard to explain, but they change it all up, and it may actually be a name of solitaire, and they're not calling that here. I don't know.
Yeah. But, well, the basic, you know, the situation, the object of the game is to clear the board from all your cards, do it without having to go back to the stack and pull face down cards out of your stack. You want to have some of your stack left over, but you basically want to clear the board. Now, the big difference here, the thing that they've added a golf motif for some reason, I guess, because
It's called golf. This mode of solitaire is literally called golf. Now it hit me. Yeah, okay. It hit me. It's golf solitaire. Jeez.
Okay. Well, then that explains it.
Yeah.
I didn't know why.
I knew this, but it wasn't clicking with me until you said.
Gotcha.
I don't know why the golf motif in my brain went, hey, Scott, dumbass, it's golf solitaire.
Right. Yeah. Well, they've added power-ups in the game. In addition to cards that appear on the tableau that you can click on, that are out on the game table, that will either explode and take a bunch of cards with them, or they'll shoot to the left or shoot to the right or up and down and clear all the cards left, right, up, down, etc. They've also got cards that'll appear in your deck, and you can kind of hold on to those and say, oh, I want the ability to shuffle all the cards face up and face down that are on the board so that I get a different set that's face up that I can access. And then the object basically is to go three rounds per deck of cards and clear everything out.
Okay.
I've been having such a blast with this. I mean, I've been playing it, and I'm sure it plays beautifully on the phone, but I've been playing it like crazy on the iPad just because it's nice and big. And while I'm sitting there watching TV, this is just mindless. Bleep, 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 bleep.
Yep. Have you ever felt driven to spend money in it? Because I know they got a little microtransaction business going on. No?
They do, and I've never felt driven to it. I've never felt like I couldn't do anything I wanted without spending money. It's one of those hearts systems, so if you lose too many times, then you run out of hearts and you have to wait for hearts to refill, and you can spend money on refilling your hearts. Yep, haven't had to do that. You can buy power-up cards. Yep, haven't had any desire to do any of that. And I'm sure you could probably pay for some customizations and stuff. I don't care. Yeah. I mean, I've even got all the coins, I think, that or tokens or whatever that I've ever gotten in the game, and I've never spent them on anything.
So, oh, so you can even do, you have in-game currency. You can
I've earned spend. Currency that I haven't even bothered to do anything with, because
gotcha.
Why would I want to do that? The game's just fine the way it is.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
I used to really like the first version of this game. It was just called Fairway something golf. The blast word has just been recently been added to some sequel or another. Okay. But I want to say even this version's like 2014 or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so okay. You're playing like an old game, but that's fine. Who cares? It's still good.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been enjoying this old game, Scott. I found it to be very pleasant.
Yeah.
No, it's just a, you know what? It's a perfectly fun, easy to pick up kind of game.
Yeah.
Unlike Civilization VI, in which, you know, you need a... You actually need Tom Merritt to come over and explain how the game
That's
plays.
True. He loves him some Civilization. He
totally
he's
does,
your guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, April 3rd, 2014. But if it's still fun, I would argue then that's good. That means that game's got staying power, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Wow.
Yeah, well done. Let's see, what was going on in the heady days?
Oldie. An oldie, but a goodie.
Yeah, oldie goodie. I was skinny then. It's a good time for me. Not really. I was really sick. Hey, what's going on now? That's your apps. Hey, try those out, everybody. I know you'll be happy with them. We are. We have been. And so will you. Okay. Oh, bless you. How about this?
Thank you.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, it's fine. You can do whatever you want right into the
hole. I'm allergic to Twitter questions.
Oh, well, that's too bad, because I got a bunch of them here for you. These are the hashtag AskTMS questions that go up on Twitter. And y'all ask us questions, and we answer them. For example, Peter Fisher wrote in. He says,
always the first.
Trucker He's buddy clicking. Conversation. You ruined a Jim Croce song. I thought it was time. What? I thought it was
ruined
time.
A Jim Croce song.
Was there a song that said, thanks to your trucker buddy conversation, you've ruined a Jim Croce song. I thought it was time. I don't get it.
Did he put any of that in? Oh, I thought it was time.
Just Trucker Thanks Buddy.
Trucker's Buddy conversation. You've ruined a Jim Croce song. I wonder if...
Maybe the song is called I Thought It Was Time?
Okay. He's talking about time in a bottle. If I could put time in a bottle.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, right. So now if I could put my own urine in a bottle, that's how the new lyrics go.
In a bottle, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Monica Pumpkinface says, what kind of meat? Beef, pork, or chicken? Where do you land on that? What do you like?
That's it? Just That's what it. Kind of meat? Beef, pork, or chicken?
Yeah,
pork,
kind of,
for sure.
Pork? Really? I'm a beef man. I'm always beef.
Are you? Yeah, no, I like I've been sous vide pork tenderloins, and they're fantastic. Pork shoulder, doing pulled pork with that, mixing with some, letting it sit overnight in some pickle brine, and then cooking it, and then, like, pulling the pork and making barbecue sandwiches out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally pork.
I like pork, and I like chicken. But if you're giving me the three options, and maybe it depends on how it's prepared, but I'm almost always going to go beef. But if it was like, you know, chopped beef versus pork or chicken, I'd probably go pork. If it was like slow roasted brisket or something, I'd probably go beef. I don't know. It just depends on the deal. Mm-hmm. Laundry Scent says, what is the best example of story, film, TV, or book where time travel is logically presented, i.e. not riddled with unaddressed paradoxes? We talked about this before, and you had, didn't you have a thing?
Primer, I think, is the one that that I think does it right.
Right. Forgot about that. Primer. That's it. Like, Primer's the one where they wear ties. They just got short sleeve shirts and ties.
That's right. Like, yeah, it's like running around like time traveling Jehovah's Witnesses and stuff. Looper is one of the ones that that does it wrong. Like, or Back to the Future. I mean, Back to the Future is a comedy. It's really hard for me to say, oh, they get time travel wrong and be all pedantic and stuff about that. But again, let's look at this fact. Marty's picture of his family, everybody keeps slowly disappearing.
Yeah.
Like, sucks. Like he did something kind of wrong, so now half of his sister is gone. So if you were to travel forward in time at that point, would he only have half a sister?
Yeah, it sucks.
And then once everybody disappears, that means somebody still in the past took a picture of nothing.
Yeah, it's bad.
Or somebody in the future took a picture of nothing, the photo you brought back with
That's
him.
Poor.
But I'm not going to complain about Back to the Future because I love Back
no,
to
no,
the
that's
future.
A great movie, but it's bad time travel management in that movie.
Right, exactly.
Nobody can argue
against
that.
But Looper, the fact that... what is Gordon Levitt shoots himself and then Bruce Willis disappears? Is that how that ends?
I think he shoots himself and then, yeah, but he doesn't fade. Bruce, he just goes pop and he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
No, Bruce Willis exists in this timeline.
Right.
You've created a timeline where Bruce Willis exists and is in, has traveled to the past or has, or he's traveled to the future. It's been a while since I've seen Looper. Yeah. But
how do you feel? How do you feel about Superman flying around the Earth backwards to make it so Lois Lane gets unburied? How
that actually is, that's probably the worst example of time travel. So talk bad. About, here is Superman killing all life on Earth.
I mean, the thing is, even if he thought a reverse time, he's just an idiot. Yeah. He's an idiot. He doesn't understand how time works.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
The time doesn't move forward because the Earth revolves around an axis.
Yeah. It's garbage. It's such bad.
It's hot garbage. Like, well, I thought I'd try he goes back to, the remnants of Krypton or wherever people from Krypton are all hanging out, because we know a bunch of them got off, years and years of comic history. And he's going where he's hanging out. Says, I don't know why I thought that would work. I wiped out an entire race of people because I thought that if you turned the Earth around backwards,
They all died the second that the thing stopped. Before it even started going the other direction, everybody was thrown into utter chaos and killed.
Exactly. Like earthquakes and tidal waves. And I mean, basically that
is bad.
You know, there should be a comic where he's kind of like floating out in space, scratching his head, and Earth is just completely cracked, and you see Lois Lane in the car kind of floating off into space.
Yeah, just seven billion died instead of just Lois.
Right.
Nice going, Superman. Nice going. Yeah. Those are all bad. When they fly around the sun to do it in Star Trek is bad. It's all bad.
Mm-hmm. It's all bad. All bad.
Joseph Clymer. Clymer? Mm-hmm. Clymer, probably. Who would win in a bare-knuckle beatdown, Trump or Kim Jong-un?
I don't care. I just want to see it.
I feel like there would be a bit of a draw in there. I don't know. Kim Jong-un's
Trump only because he's got the height.
Yeah.
Because
fists.
It would kind of be like fighting the blob, where your fist would kind of go shunk and like get stuck in the circus peanut flesh of our commander in chief, and like Kim Jong-un's hand would be stuck, and then
all right. I think my money would be on Trump. Yeah,
before even a single punch would be thrown, I think our president would talk Kim Jong-un to death.
Oh yeah, no, that would Kim Jong-un would just say,
"I'm one of the best fighters."
Yeah, I give up, he'd say.
Exactly.
Let's see here. Matador Dog says, if you could be a professional athlete or any sport, what sport would it be and why?
A Matador Dog?
No. A professional athlete in any sport. Where did you get Matador Dog?
Why am I seeing Matador Dog? Where did I get that? Am I reading somebody in the chat room? Because I did look over at the chat room. I'm sorry.
Matador Dog.
What a Matador Dog. It's like I'm subliminally trying to come up with a show title. Matador Dog.
Yeah, where Matador Dog. I don't know where you got that. It's not even in the chat. I don't know how you got it.
I don't know where it came from.
I don't either. You smell toast? Everything's fine, right? You're good.
Oh, wait, what's the name of the person who asked that?
Matador Dog.
Okay, well, I do feel slightly redeemed. I think I got hung up on the guys.
I feel dumb for missing that was his name the whole time we're trying to figure it out. Oh, my Lord. All right.
All right, so I'm sorry.
So Matador Dog says, he's the guy talking. If you could
be looking at the chat room. Sorry, guys.
Professional athlete in any sport, what would it be and why?
Oh, geez. Professional athlete in any sport.
Yeah. I mean, just football for the money. Golf for the money. How about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's money in golf. That's true. I mean, you win something like the Ryder Cup after you knock some woman's eye out. You take home a nice big paycheck. That's a callback to earlier this week, by the way.
Yeah, no, big time. I don't know. I'd want it to running, be. I just don't want to ruin my. Like I don't want to get concussions. I don't want concussions. I don't want broken stuff. I don't want to die with a bad back. Like,
right.
Something.
No,
easy.
I'd want to be. I'd want to be. Who's the super fast runner? Uwe Boll? No, not Uwe Boll.
Uwe Boll, the director.
The director Uwe Boll. No, it's Manute Boll. No, he's a basketball player. Who's the
Usain Bolt?
Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Jeez, thank you. Wow.
We're switched hats today. I'm wearing your hat.
I picked the wrong day to give up caffeine.
No kidding. Chat room says golf is not a sport.
Oh, it's a sport. Are you going to give us that whole any sport where you're drinking, where you can drink beer while you play the sport isn't a sport?
Yeah. Because that is.
I'd rather be a matador dog.
Yeah, matador dog. Professional matador dog. I know what I'll do. I'll be a professional Overwatch player. Make a crap ton of money. There.
I guess esports is a sport.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, don't come at us, chat room. Don't at us. Come at us. Don't at us. Here's one from, let's see. Oh, Adam, this is a good one. Would you rather be up for high office and have misconduct allegations against you, or to only drink thick and liquid? So, Brian, you want to be Kavanaugh, or do you want to drink thick and liquid every time you have liquid?
Man, I think there are a lot of things I'd rather do than be Kavanaugh right now.
Yeah.
Does it matter if the allegations against me are true or false?
Let's say they're false accusations. Let's say they're credible accusations.
Okay.
We think that they're real. You did what everyone says you did.
Oh, well, then for sure I'd rather. I mean, I guess it's bad either way. Whether I did it or not. Yeah, I'll drink the thick and liquid. Let's
there you
just
go.
Get it over
all with. Right. See, yeah. Same with me. That's what I would do, even though I don't like thick and liquid either. I would rather have that than be a big freaking douche.
Yes.
Up next, favorite stand-up.
I have calendars, Scott. I have calendars.
Yeah, we all have calendars. I used to get pies there. Rob says, favorite stand-up. Go. My favorite stand-up comedian is probably... Oh, it's probably Norm MacDonald and Bill Burr are about tied. Mm-hmm. But I kind of like everybody that's funny. I really don't have any I hate. Like, I really like Jim Gaffigan. I like Seinfeld. Sure. I like...
For me, it's George Carlin all the way. That's the one I grew up on and the one that I feel like I can always go back to and listen to his old stuff. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to be able to listen to new stuff, but... Yeah, George Carlin for me is just.
Tondragosa, you're not wrong. Dave Chappelle should be my answer. The problem is Dave disappears for like 2 decades and then comes back. And he's really good when he comes back, but then he disappears again. So I just don't feel like I'm getting constant content out of him. But he is amazing. I think he's.
Oh,
a genius.
You know, and John Mulaney, Sidian, that's a great one. I do really like John Mulaney. Like,
he's great.
He is great.
Genuinely funny, yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to really like Bill Cosby, but I don't like all the raping that he does.
That kind of turned me off from being a Bill Cosby fan.
Yeah. People ask, what do you think of Bill Cosby? Well, I like his comedy, but I don't like his raping of people.
Yeah.
His drugging and raping I have a problem with.
Sure.
Let's see. Torek says, did you notice any funny or weird Midwesternisms while in Ohio? Like everyone saying pop instead of soda, or the infamous Opie instead of sorry or excuse me. Opie.
Opie instead of sorry or excuse me?
Opie.
Really?
I never heard any of that. And when I was there, I didn't hear pop. I actually heard soda mostly. Hmm. So I think Columbus is weird. They're like Austin, Texas, or Salt Lake City, Utah, or some other place that seems different than the rest of your state. Yeah. I could be wrong, but it felt like we were in the college town and everybody's from everywhere and we didn't have any of that stuff. Best I could tell.
Hmm. Yeah, it's possible because, I mean, Austin's a great example of that. It is physically, geographically in Texas.
Yeah.
But that's where the Texas ends.
Yeah. Also, someone in the chat says Robin Williams was good. And I don't like him in stand-up, though. I never liked Robin Williams as a stand-up. It was okay. But I wouldn't go out of my way to watch Robin Williams do stand-up routines.
No.
I'd rather see him in a movie or something else.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's the next one. If you get an all-paid vacation to one country in the Middle East, which one do you choose? What do you go for there, Brian? This is from somebody named Mahmoud.
I'd want to go to Dubai. I mean, I've just been. So what? That's UAE, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'd want to see. I'd want to see the craziness of Dubai and the architecture and the bizarre technology and that sort of thing.
It's basically, it's basically Vegas over there, right? Pretty much.
Middle Eastern Las Vegas, yeah. Right?
It's perfect for you. Perfect for you.
Yeah.
Nigel Cox.
Or else I'd feel like I could walk around safely there.
More so, sure.
Yeah.
I would be the same exact answer, but to be a little off, I'd say I wouldn't mind seeing Jordan. Jordan's also relatively safe, but also you can see that cool canyon that's full of those weird front things that Indiana Jones went into.
Yeah, right. And in the Last Crusade. Yeah.
Those are pretty cool. I want to choose wisely. Nigel Cox says, who's ready for live action Star Wars TV? I am. I'm all set to go. The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian.
Is it a little weird, though? He's got kind of an Iron Man thing on his chest. It's a little. And this is Jon Favreau, mind you, who's creating this.
Yeah, does he have a little arc reactor looking thing?
Yeah, a little bit.
I haven't seen that part of it. No, I'm excited about this. I mean, I've already gone on the record and said, yeah, Disney, as soon as your service starts up, I'm signing up, because not only are they talking about, not only is the Star Wars series happening, they're talking about Loki and Scarlet Witch live action series.
Oh, cool.
With
Tom Hiddleston, for example?
Yes, with Tom Hiddleston and...
Oh my gosh. Olsen?
Which Olsen?
Landry Olsen? Jennifer Olsen. Jennifer?
It's not Jennifer. It's not Mary Kate. It's not Ashley. It is
Mr.
not
Olsen.
Susan Olsen.
Not Susan Olsen. Crystal Elizabeth Olsen. Elizabeth Olsen.
I had it before I saw City and type it. Elizabeth Olsen.
Oh, I like her a lot. I think she's great, except for that accent she had for a hot minute and then lost it in the movies. I don't know if you remember that, but when she was in the Age of Ultron, she had this Russian accent, me and my brother. then she lost it completely.
Yeah, she got westernized pretty darn quickly. The Avengers had a Stark technology device.
I guess.
The de-accentizer.
Yeah, you hang around Vision long enough, you lose everything, including your accent.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I know, you know, she's Maximoff. She's Wanda Maximoff.
Mm-hmm.
She is
Wanda Maximoff.
She's, well, in the comics, she's not Russian. Where is she from?
It's the fake country, right? Isn't it the fake country?
No, and in the comics, it wasn't
Listeria.
The one the Accords were named after.
Listerine. No.
Matador Dog.
Matador Dog. That's good stuff.
Anyway.
Here's one. Neil Patel says, who are you dressing up for Halloween this year? I'm not, because I'm flying that day. You are, because you're crazy, right?
I don't know if I am or not. I mean, I'm dressing up for a Halloween party that we're going to the Saturday night before Halloween. But I've done this costume before. I'm going to be the skipper from Gilligan's Island, because the neighbors and Tina and I, and I think even a couple other people, are going to be the castaways.
Oh, I love that. Who's Gilligan? Probably your crazy neighbor.
Crazy neighbor is Gilligan.
Oh, yeah. He looks like Gilligan even without the outfit.
He is all over Gilligan.
He's Bob
Denver. Sokovia, that's right. Yeah, Sokovia.
Sokovia, that's a fake place, right?
A fake place.
Yeah.
But that's not where...
But in the chat, in the comic, she's from a real place, you're saying.
Estonia?
Estonia?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Lithuania? Romania?
I'll look it up while we're talking here.
Is it one of the Vanias or Manias? Anias?
It might have been a Vania Mania Ania. Yeah, for sure. It certainly was either an Onia, an Ania, or a Vania.
Sweet. Sweet. I love it. Hysterectomy.
Let's see. Well, she was born in Transia.
Is that a place?
The wife of Magneto. No, Mount Wundagore. But I don't think that's where...
Magneto.
Romania.
Magneto.
Looks like Romania.
Oh, it is Romania. Okay.
It is Romania.
Romanian like. Romanians are cool. I like Romanians.
Because she's a Romani, which is what we're now supposed to call gypsies.
Oh, you call them Romani now?
I think we call them Romani.
Sounds like aliens. Sounds like an alien Star Trek race, doesn't it? The Romani have boarded the ship, Captain.
Right, yes.
Back home, we call them gypsies. All right, here's the next bit. How about this one? Final one here. This is interesting. Brad Areola wrote in and says,
okay.
He's from Fort Collins. He says, hey, Scott, question is, Brian and Nicole both play Warcraft. Why are they never on the instance? All right, well, let me make a quick correction. They have both been on the instance before, as guests.
I totally have.
But the reason they're not on every week is because they're not co-hosts on the instance.
Right, exactly. I mean, I would never want to step on the toes of Patrick or Terpster or Garrett.
Yeah.
Patrick was great today, by the way. It was a good show.
It was good.
You know, talking about the absence of Mike.
Yeah, no more Mike. For the love of Mike, everybody. For the love of
Mike. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I've guessed it on there and I did my time. Plus, you know, there's no, I'd have nothing to contribute.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree. We could say, all right, we need to print. We need a melee fighter who can tell us what. How's the floor look from there? Is what we need.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Brian, can you describe the floors in every raid and every dungeon, please? Which ones taste the best? Which ones taste the worst?
Yeah, no, I like having friends on as guests. I just haven't done it in a while, but yeah, why not? It's always a fun time on there.
I'll happily visit anytime you want, but come on, you know.
You don't need extra
far
stuff.
There's far better people to have on there.
And plus, I don't think Nicole's playing at all right now, as far as I know.
I don't know. It's so hard to keep track of because it feels like for a while she's in guns ablaze in both feet, and then the next thing I hear is like, oh, yeah, no, I don't play that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And plus, you know, like, it's the way it is right now, I'm the most common person on that show. Terpster's always, seems like he's always got something, but we get him here and there. Patrick's probably him and Garrett are probably the most show up-able. Dill's a long time ago took off and just focused on Hearthstone. So, you know, we have some revolving, we're like a lazy Susan. You know, you can just hop in sometime. Why not? Right. You know what? I commit to it now. At some point between now and the next couple months, Brian Ibbett's going to make a guest appearance on that show. Why not?
Be happy to. Sure.
Why not?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want, Scott.
All right, that's it for your questions. Thank you for calling them in. They're not really calling them in. It's just a hashtag. And you can do it anytime.
Thanks for your questions.
Yeah, thanks for your questions. You can do it anytime you want during the week, but on Fridays, you're kind of your best bet because we'll make sure to get to them quicker and more often. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got one
late. Especially if you get like Peter Fisher and like get your questions in the second we're about to start asking questions on the show.
Or right after our first comments, because that's usually what he refers to as the trucker buddy in this case. But anyway, we appreciate it. That's always fun. And that's going to do it for the show. If you would like to, excuse me, titles, you can do that over at frogpants.showbot.tv. And this entire episode of the PM edition is brought to you by patreon.com/TMS. Thanks for your support over there, everybody. Brian, let's get out of here. Where's Randy? He hasn't been on the show since 2010. 2010.
Come on now.
2010.
I know, right. Exactly.
Jeez.
How come Randy's not on the show anymore? I haven't heard him on the show in a while.
My favorite thing is the last Unfriend Me that Justin and I did. A good 25 minutes of that show was dedicated to talking about why Justin needed to end the show for now, put it on hiatus. We talked about the whole thing. Every couple of days, somebody pipes in somewhere. Scott, what happened to Unfriend Me? It hasn't been updated since such and such. If you aren't listening to it, why do you care? Because if you listened to it, you would have heard the 25 minutes of us saying the show isn't going to be happening anymore. I can't understand that. I can't understand it. All right, that's it. Brian, song. All right.
Linda wrote in and said, okay, I've gotten my... Get your... coin ready.
Okay.
I've gotten my shit together and I would like to put in the TMS song request. I guess maybe I do the coin.
Yeah. I did it for you as well.
It's didn't fine. Make a ring sound. Hold on. There we go.
There you go.
Let's see here. My late husband, Eric Sweet, was a country music fan. Forgive him. He was from Texas. He didn't have a chance. And next week, I will be the exact same age as he was, 44 years and some months and days, when he went over the rainbow in Kailua, Hawaii. When I lived in Hawaii, geographically separated from Eric for the 3 years I was on a ship out there, I listened to almost nothing but Hawaiian music when I was off ship. Doing so made me feel immersed in the island life and aloha of that beautiful place. Once when Eric came to visit, he heard this song and said, "Do you know this is actually a Willie Nelson song?" Willie was his favorite. "I like this version better." And then he told me that he felt the sentiments and lyrics in the song were exactly how he felt about me, island style or country style. So if you could play a cover of this song when you get a chance, anytime on or after the 4th of October, the day when I become older than my forever 44 beautiful husband, I would be most grateful. Aww. If you can't get a hold of that song, anything with ukulele covering an unexpected song would be fantastic. The biggest of thanks and cheers for all that you and Scott do. Your laughter, goofiness, and games brighten my weekday mornings. Boy, I could use a fish sandwich.
Oh,
mahalo.
I am so, here you go.
This fish is frozen.
No, no.
I like to produce a large
fish sandwich. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Hey, do you want to get a fish sandwich?
There you go. That's
there it is. Yeah. Wow. I don't know what that other one was like spliced together. Holy mackerel.
That's weird.
Mackerel.
You used the fish one. Thing. And also, by the way, when you ever say holy mackerel, it reminds me of my dad. Like, he said that all the time. Said holy mackerel. So you have carried it on, and so when I hear it now, it's a very fond memory of my dad going, "Holy mackerel, why is your room such a mess," or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, good. I like that. Yeah. By the way, have we lost a free hotel room? Sure we lost Bob somewhere, Bob Peterson somewhere during that email.
Oh, he's gone, dude.
No way. Now, here's the thing. I don't have the Kailua or the, Kailua Crater Boys, the Kailua Crater Boys version of this song. I do have some other covers by them. They, I think, are a little bit too light to be played on TMS, especially TMS PM. Mm. But I have another version of the song, "I Can Get Off on You" by Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, that I really, really like. And I hope you like it too, Linda. And I hope it meets with your pleasure. The song comes from the album Gulf Coast Highway from Eric Lindell. It is a cover of a song. Actually, it wasn't even done by Willie and Waylon first. It was done by Jimmy Webb, and then the Highwaymen covered it, or Waylon and Willie covered it. Here is "I Can Get Off on You" by Eric Lindell.
Goodness. And we'll be back on, what is it? Monday. Film Sack tomorrow as well, so check that out. And there will be dungeons this weekend. All kinds of fun stuff. Check it out. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
for you.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I love fish.